及旧约的事迹。
In Paul's letters, he often refers to the people of the Old Testament and the happenings in the Old Testament.
啊，这些他用这些旧约来谈到神救赎的计划。
And he used these to explain the salvation plan of the Lord.
啊，也就是我们所说的旧约，他对新约的预表。
Which is to talk about the prefiguration of the Old Testament to the New Testament.
他也举了一些旧约的事情。来对新约做一些比较类比。
And he also uses the Old Testament to compare to the New Testament.
让我们能够对神救赎的计划能够更感谢、更认识。
So that we can have a better understanding and be more thankful about the things that happened in the Old Testament.
让我们发现说旧约对我们来讲也是那么的重要、那么的有意义。
And allowing us to know that the things that happened in the Old Testament were so important and so meaningful.
我们今天晚上就来看其中的一个例子。
So let's look at one example today.
请看罗马书十二章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
那保罗在这里所讲的献祭应该就是旧约的所谓的这个燔祭。
And the living sacrifice referred to here.Most likely refers to the burnt offering of the Old Testament.
这个燔祭，当然首先它是预表着这个主耶稣的牺牲，主耶稣的救赎。
The first thing that the burnt offering represents is the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus and the salvation of Lord Jesus.
那在这里保罗也用这个燔祭来类比我们今天应该有的对神的崇拜以及侍奉。
And here Paul uses the burnt offering as an analogy as to how we should worship the Lord God.
我们所做的每一件事情都希望能够得到神的喜悦。
We hope that everything we do is pleasing to our Lord.
尤其是我们的崇拜以及我们的侍奉。
Especially our worship and our service.
主耶稣如何将自己献上，我们也照主耶稣那样子的，在崇拜以及侍奉的时候这样来献上。
And we sacrifice ourselves in our worship and our service in the same way that the Lord Jesus Christ gave himself up.
那有关燔祭是记载在利未记的第一章。
Now the burnt offering is referred to in the book of Leviticus chapter 1.
当时神吩咐他的百姓做这些献祭有当时的意义在里头。
At the time, the Lord God had instructed the Israelites to do these sacrifices for different reasons and meanings.
我们请看利未记的第一章。
So yeah, Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记第一章第四节。
Leviticus chapter 1, verse 4.
第四节，他要按手在燔祭身的头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。
Then he shall put his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him.
这个燔祭也叫做馨香的火祭。
The burnt offering was also a fragrant offering made by fire.
就是要第一个要得到神的喜悦。
And its main purpose was to receive the to make God pleased with man.
我们人需要神的看顾，需要神的怜悯。
For man needs the guidance and mercy of the Lord.
人需要神的祝福。
Man needs the blessing of God.
所以人要让神得到喜悦。
Thus man desires that God be pleased with him.
所以第一个，这个馨香的火祭就是有这个香气能够得着神的喜悦。
And so,The fragrant offering made by fire is pleasing to the Lord.
那对当时第二个意义就是第四节所说的，为献燔祭的人来赎罪。
And the second meaning of the burnt offering is referred to in verse 4. It says that it is made on his behalf to make atonement.
为什么这个燔祭可以预表着主耶稣？
Why can the burnt offering represent Lord Jesus?
因为主耶稣他将自己来献上。
It is because the Lord Jesus sacrificed himself.
好，我们请看加拉太书第一章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章第四节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 4.
第四节，基督照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
Verse 4, He who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
这里说主耶稣是为我们的罪来舍己。
Here it tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins.
因为主耶稣的舍己，所以让我们的罪能够得赎，我们的罪能够得赦免。
It is because of the Lord's sacrifice that we are able to have atonement for our sins, that we are able to have forgiveness of our sins.
我们请参考加拉太书接下去的以弗所书第五章。
Let's look at the book after the book of Galatians, the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Therefore be imitators of God as dear children.
我们成为神的儿女，所以我们当然要效法我们的神。
We have become the children of God, therefore we must be imitators of our God.
第二节，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物。和祭物献以神。
Verse 2, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma.
那主耶稣基督的爱的最大的表现就在于他好像祭物一样为我们来牺牲。
The greatest manifestation of the love of God was that he gave himself as a sacrifice and offering for our sake.
让我们能够得着神的喜悦，让我们的罪能够得着赦免。
Allowing us to be pleasing to God and allowing us to have atonement for our sins.
那所以今天我们要效法主耶稣这样子的来将自己献上。
Thus today we must be imitators of Christ and give ourselves up as a sacrifice.
我们要过着让神得喜悦的生活。
We must live lives that are pleasing to our Lord.
我们要过着让神的名能够得到荣耀的生活。
We must live lives that glorify the name of our Lord.
那我们来看他们在什么时候来献这个燔祭。
And now let's see at what time did the Israelites sacrifice this burnt offering?
请看民数记二十八章。
Let's look at the book of Numbers, chapter 8.
民数记二十八章。
Numbers chapter 8.
二十八章。
Oh, sorry, Numbers chapter 28.
民数记二十八章第三节。
Numbers chapter 28 verse 3.
第三节又要对他们说：“你们要献给主的火祭，就是没有残疾一岁的公羊羔，每日两只，作为常献的燔祭。”
And you shall say to them, "This is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to the Lord: two male lambs in their first year without blemish, day by day, as a regular burnt offering."
第四节，早晨要献一只，黄昏的时候要献一只。
For the one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer in the evening.
这里是最基本的，每一天以色列人都要献上这个燔祭。
Here it states that every day, the Israelites had to offer this burnt offering.
早上、黄昏都要献燔祭。
Morning and evening, they were to offer this offering.
前一阵子我们也学习神的节期，在神的节期里头也都有献这个燔祭。
And in the past, we had learned about the feasts of the Lord, and in these feasts, they would also offer burnt offerings.
所以这个燔祭是每一天都要献。
Thus, this burnt offering was one that was to be done every day.
在安息日或者节期的时候，又额外的来献燔祭。
Whether it was a Sabbath or a festival or any other day, they were to sacrifice for this burnt offering.
这在提醒我们，做一个基督徒，我们的目标就是天天过着得神喜悦、荣耀神的生活。
And this is to remind us that every day as Christians, we are to live lives that are pleasing and glorifying to the name of the Lord.
那我们要怎么做才能够真的达到这种理所当然的 敬拜神跟侍奉神。
Now, what is it that we should do to make this reasonable sacrifice?
那我们就要来看这个献燔祭的要求跟方法。
We first must look at the requirements and the methods of offering this burnt offering.
请我们再翻回利未记第一章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记第一章第三节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 3.
第三节，他的公物若以牛为燔祭，就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛，可以在主的面前蒙悦纳。
If his offering is a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own free will at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord.
第十节也是类似的描述。
And verse 10 also talks about it very similarly.
所以第一个要求就是这个所献的这个牲畜，它是没有残疾的。
So the first requirement is that this animal be without blemish.
这个燔祭预表着主耶稣。
The burnt sacrifice represents the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们知道，主耶稣他是完全的，他是没有罪的。
And we know that our Lord Jesus Christ was perfect without sin.
也因为主耶稣的这一个特性，所以他才能够为我们来成为牺牲。
And it's because of this aspect of the Lord Jesus Christ that he was able to offer himself as a sacrifice.
所以他才能够来担当我们的罪，来代替我们受刑罚。
And then take up our sins and be punished for our sake.
也让我们了解说，除了主耶稣，别无拯救。
And this also allows us to know that aside from our Lord Jesus Christ, there's no salvation.
因为只有主耶稣，他是完全的，他是没有罪的。
Because only our Lord Jesus Christ is perfect and without sin.
请看彼得前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章十八节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 18。
彼得前书一章十八节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 18。
你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传留希望的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold。
一般所谓的这个。赎回一个东西或一个人，就是用所谓的金银财宝。Redeem,
So a lot of things are redeemed using things like silver and gold.
但是呢，赎我们的罪不是金银财宝所能够解决的。
But our sins would not be able to be redeemed by silver or gold.
是九节。
Verse 19.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
我爱你，我愿意为你牺牲，我要救赎你但是我没有资格。
I love you. I want to sacrifice for you, but I am not worthy.
你很爱我。你愿意为我牺牲来救赎我，但是你也没有资格。
And you love me, you are willing to sacrifice for me and want to redeem me, but you are not worthy.
你很富有，你要用你所有的钱财来救赎我但是也做不到。
And if you are very wealthy and want to use all of your money to redeem me, you are still unable to do so.
只有这个无瑕、无疵、无玷污的主耶稣，他才有资格。
Only this Lord Jesus Christ, who is without blemish and without spot, is worthy to do so.
那主耶稣不但有资格，而且他也愿意为我们来牺牲。
And not only was our Lord Jesus Christ worthy to do so, but he was willing.
所以我们的崇拜，我们的侍奉第一个我们要常常努力的让自己是完全的。
So within our worship and our service, the first thing we must do is to see if we are worthy.
今天老板在雇佣人，他通常很在意的是你能够做什么。
Today, when bosses want to use their employees, they want to know what you can do.
这个老板所在意的是你会做什么事情。
And they pay attention to what you can do.
但是在神的国度里头，神所在意的是你是一个怎样的人。
But in the kingdom of God, God cares about what kind of person you are.
我们所要能够做的神他能够将恩赐来赐给我们。
Because the things that we will have to do,
can be, God can give us the talents in order to do them.
所以神所在意的是我们是一个怎样的人。
Thus God cares about what kind of person we are.
是怎样的，你是用怎样的人来敬拜神，来侍奉神，这个是神所看重的。
And God sees what kind of how we worship and how we look towards God.
所以他们在献这个燔祭的时候，是在神的面前来献。
Thus when the Israelites offered the burnt offering, it was in the presence of the Lord.
那所以今天我们的崇拜，我们的侍奉，也要常常提醒我们自己，我们是在神的面前来敬拜，来侍奉。
And in the same way in our worship and service today, we must always remember we are doing this in the presence of the Lord.
不管别人有没有看见。
It doesn't matter whether people see us.
我们不是为人做的，我们是为神来做的。
Because we are not doing this for man, but for God.
这样子在神的面前做，来蒙神的悦纳。
And we do this in the presence of God so that we can be accepted by our Lord.
再请翻回利未记第一章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记第一章第四节。
Leviticus chapter 1, verse 4.
当他们将一只没有残疾的牲畜带到这个神的面前，然后第四节，他要按手在燔祭牲的头上，燔祭牲便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。
After this lamb without blemish was brought to the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord, then in verse 4 says, Then he shall put his hand on the head of the burnt offering and will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him.
再来，这个献燔祭的人，他要有这一个动作。
Next, the person who was offering this burnt offering had to have an action.
将手按在燔祭牲的头上。
To put his hand on the head of the burnt offering.
目的是蒙悦纳，然后能够罪得，让他的罪得赎得赦免。
And its purpose was so that it would be accepted on his behalf and be made as an atonement for him.
那这个在讲到的就是这个这个认罪跟罪的承担。
And this is talking about recognizing our sins and bearing our own sins.
这个人为什么要将手按在牲畜的头上？
Why was this person place his hand on the head of the burnt offering?
他承认在神的面前，他是一个罪人。
It is to admit in the presence of God that he is a sinner.
一个罪人就应该接受这个审判。
And a sinner should receive the punishment of God.
那在审判之后就要接受刑罚。
We should receive the judgment of God, and after the judgment, he should receive punishment.
所以他承认在神面前我是罪人。
So he admits that in the presence of God, he is a sinner.
那这个罪，这一头牲畜代替我来承担。
And he is to say that it is by this burnt offering that he is taking on the sin of the other person.
这个牲畜代替我来承担我的罪。
This animal is taking the place of me to take my sin.
那这个牲畜被宰杀了，他受刑罚。
And this animal is punished and it is killed.
所以我们在神的面前，我们要常常反省我们自己。
Thus, in the presence of God, we must often reflect on ourselves.
我们要敬拜神，我们要侍奉神，我们要常常反省，承认我们的过患，我们的软弱。
In the presence of God, we often have to reflect and think about our sins and our weaknesses.
那这样子让我们得神喜悦，让我们的过患，让我们的罪得蒙赦免。
And we also must admit these so that we can receive God's acceptance and that our sins may be forgiven.
所以敬拜神就在我们来看，就是来到会堂这一个多小时的时间。
So when we worship, oftentimes we just come to the church or chapel for about an hour.
那我们在侍奉神就是花一些时间我们来做一些弟兄姐妹的事情或者教会的事情。
And when we serve God, we often do things to help our brothers and sisters or to help the church.
但是很重要的，我们要有一些准备的工作。
But the most important thing is that we must have some work of preparation.
就是我们要有认罪，承认我们的过患，我们的软弱。的这一个步骤。
We must recognize and admit our sins and weaknesses.
一方面能够让我们被神悦纳，一方面我们能够得着赦免。
On one hand, we can be accepted by God when we do this, and on the other hand, we will receive atonement for our sins.
哦，那当然，没有罪的主耶稣，他代替我们，啊，而且他为我们在十字架上受刑罚。
And of course, our Lord Jesus Christ, who had no sin, took our place and received the punishment of the cross.
哦，所以让我们能够在神的面前成为义。
And this allowed us to become righteous in the presence of God.
啊，让我们的敬拜、我们的侍奉能够得到神的悦纳。
Allowing our worship and our service to be accepted by our Lord.
啊，请我们再翻回利未记的第一章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 1.
第一章第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
第五节，他要在主面前宰公牛，亚伦子孙做祭司的要奉上血，把血洒在会幕门口坛的周围。
He shall kill the bull before the Lord, and the priests, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood all around the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
那我们知道这个血，它代表着这个拯救、赎罪。
We all know that blood represents salvation and redemption of sins.
那在这里说，把血洒在会幕门口还有坛的周围。
Here it says to sprinkle the blood all around the altar that is by the door and the tabernacle of meeting.
啊，今天主耶稣的救恩是要临到世境所有的人。
Today, the salvation of the Lord is to all the corners of the earth.
啊，这个今天神的拯救不是局限于某一个特定的地区或者民族。
Today, the salvation of the Lord is not specifically only for a certain race or a certain geographical location.
啊，主耶稣的救恩是要普遍性的临到众人。
Salvation of God is for everyone.
啊，所以当然，今天我们宣传福音也是一样的，啊，要尽量的宣传给所有的人。
And so today, when we preach, of course, we must preach to everyone.
啊，请看约翰一书第二章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章第二节。
1 John chapter 2, verse 2.
第二节，约翰说，啊，主耶稣为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不单是为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
Verse 2, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
啊，这些使徒他们都明白这样子的道理，主耶稣的拯救是普遍性的，给所有的，给万人的。
All the apostles understood this, that the Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for the whole world, for everyone.
啊，所以同样的，我们今天也要有这样子的志节跟使命，把这得救的福音传给所有的人。
And so today we must also have the realization and the mission to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth and to everyone.
好，再请看回利未记第一章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 1.
第一章第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
第六节，那人要剥去燔祭牲的皮，把燔祭牲切成筷子。
And he shall skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces.
啊，这里再来要做两件事情。
Here it talks about two things we must do.
啊，第一个就是把祭牲的皮给剥去。
First is to skin the burnt offering.
啊，这个在第一个啊，讲到主耶稣来到这个世界上啊，他谦卑自己。
Here it firstly refers to how our Lord Jesus Christ came to the earth and humbled himself.
啊，他没有降生在王室的家庭里头。
He did not come to the earth in a king's household.
啊，他降生在马槽里，降生在木匠的家庭里。
He came in a carpenter's as a carpenter's son and was born in a manger.
啊，他没有什么显赫的身世，没有一个佳美的这个外貌。
And he had no beautiful outer appearance.
那所以今天我们在侍奉神的事情上面，啊，我们要效法主耶稣，总是存心谦卑。
And today, when we serve our Lord, we must imitate Christ and be always humble.
啊，不要贪图这个外在的、外表的啊这一种很虚浮的荣耀。
To not care so much about the outward appearance and the outward glory that we can receive.
在每一个团体里头， 人性总是要争，能够被人注意，能够得着荣耀。
Whenever man is in a group of people, they always want to receive glory and to receive recognition.
但是在神的国度里头，却不是这样子。
However, in the kingdom of God, this should not be so.
主耶稣在世传福音的时候，他总是没有为自己的荣耀来讲话，来做事情。
When the Lord Jesus Christ preached on this earth, he never did anything for his own glory.
所以今天我们也是要效法主耶稣这样子，将自己来献上。
And today we must too imitate Christ and offer ourselves up to him.
因为我们所做的是要蒙神的悦纳。
Because what we do must be acceptable to our Lord.
因为我们所做的是为了要得神的赦免。
Because what we do is to receive the forgiveness of our Lord.
那人性的一个很大的弱点，就是总是为了自己的荣耀。
And one great weakness of man is that we often do things for our own glory.
那常常人所争取的荣耀，又是那种很不实际、很不实在的荣耀。
And oftentimes the glory we want is a very unrealistic type.
我们请看腓立比书第二章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第一节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1.
第一节，所以在基督里若有什么欠勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。第一节，第二节。
Verse 1 and 2. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, and any fellowship in the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, too, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind.
这里保罗提到他的喜乐是什么？
Here it talks about what the joy of Paul is.
他的喜乐是从教会、从弟兄姐妹的生活的这个侍奉而来的。
His joy comes from the lives and the service of the brothers and sisters of church.
那个第一节都是我们大家所在努力、在实行、在追求的。
Verse 1 are all things that we are trying to strive towards.
那能不能够让这个保罗来充满喜乐呢？
And were they able to, were, are we able to make Paul joyful?
就是能不能够让这些为教会来辛劳的这些工人来觉得喜乐呢？
And how can we make the workers of the church joyful?
就是重点在第二节。
And how we can do so is in verse 2.
就是大家在追求第一节的这些事情的过程里头呢，大家是非常和睦的，大家非常和平，大家非常和谐。
And the answer in verse 2 is that in the process of trying to achieve verse 1, we must all be like-minded, have the same love, be of one accord and of one mind.
那如何能够有这样子的境界，这样子的真的这样的做法。
And how can we truly achieve this?
第三节。
Verse 3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
那第三节就是我们所要去努力灵修的。
And verse 3 is what we must strive to cultivate ourselves to do.
我们都要像这个献上的牲畜，要把皮剥掉。
We must be our burnt offering and skin the offer our own skin ourselves.
就像这里所提到的，不要贪爱这种不实际的荣耀。
To not be selfish and greedy for these unrealistic glories.
那人都是追求荣耀自己的。
Because man often seeks to glorify himself.
那如何能够克服这样的软弱？
And how can we overcome this weakness?
什么叫做把自己剥皮？
What does it mean to skin ourselves?
就是第三节下半句话所说的，努力的存心谦卑。
It is in the second half of verse 3, in lowliness of mind, esteem each other better than himself.
总是去看别人的优点，看别人的好的地方。
To be humble and always see the strengths of other people.
就是不自私，不自我。
which is to not be selfish, to not look so highly upon ourselves.
那如何能够这样子做？
And how can we do this?
第四节，
Verse 4.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Let each of you not look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
努力的把这个以自我为中心把它克服。
Strive to get rid of that idea of putting ourselves in the center.
就不会只关心自己。
So we won't only care about ourselves.
就不会只在意这种不真实的荣耀。
So that we won't only care about all these glories we want to achieve.
那么这样子的侍奉是能够蒙神喜悦的。
And then our service will be pleasing to the Lord.
那所以在侍奉的工作里头，我们每一个人有很多的不一样。
In our service, there are many different things that we are very different.
我们的年龄不一样。
Our ages are different.
我们的社会经验不一样。
Our experiences in the world are different.
我们的教育程度不一样。
Our education is different.
我们在社会上的身份地位也不一样。
And our societal status is different.
但是我们都可以在神的国度里头一起来侍奉。
However, in the kingdom of God, we can all come together and work for God together.
这个外在的所有的这些条件都 不是成为我们大家一起在神的国里头侍奉的问题。
All the outer qualifications will not be a hindrance to our servitude to the Lord.
这些都不应该成为我们相处的一个隔阂或者问题。
And our outer qualifications should not be a problem or something that becomes a separating point between all of us.
如果我们都有剥皮的话。
If we all skin ourselves.
好，那另外一件事情就是剥皮之后还要把它切成筷子。
And after we skin ourselves, it also says that they must cut it into pieces.
这个在告诉我们在侍奉当中我们要努力的来除掉这个自我。
This is to tell us that in our servitude we must strive to get rid of our self-centeredness.
这也就是为什么主耶稣的献上是蒙悦纳的。
And this is why our Lord Jesus Christ's sacrifice was pleasing.
我们看主耶稣怎么在人子、神子这一个位置上面来行事为人。
Let us see how the Lord Jesus Christ was able to be Son of Man and Son of God.
请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's look at John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章三十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 34.
三十四节，耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
34 Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
在这里主耶稣他所表白的是，我没有我的意思。
Here the Lord Jesus Christ tells the people about his will.
在神的面前，只有天父的旨意，没有主耶稣他自己的意思。
And that was that in the presence of God, he only desired to do the will of God and not to do his own will.
再请看约翰福音十二章。
Let's look at John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章四十九节。
John chapter 12, verse 49.
四十九节，主耶稣说：“我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。”
For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak.
五十节，我也知道他的命令就是永生，故此我所讲的话正是照着父对我所说的。
50, and I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak.
我们很容易希望来表达自己。
It's very easy for us to want to express ourselves.
但是蒙神悦纳的侍奉是努力的除掉这个自我。
But a service that is pleasing to God is one in which we get rid of our self-centeredness.
那对我们实际的实行来讲，就是我们照着真理来行。
And practically speaking, how do we do this? It is by acting according to the truth.
这个使徒约翰在约翰三书里头说：“我的儿女照真理而行，我就喜乐。”
And John, third John, John says, I have joy when I see my children walking in the way of the Lord.
没有自我。所以呢，我们能够照着真理而行。
It is only because we don't have self-centeredness so that we can walk in the truth.
那这一种的崇拜，这一种的侍奉， 是蒙神悦纳的。
And this kind of worship and servitude is pleasing and acceptable to our Lord.
那对很多行政上的事情，众人以为美的事情，我们留意的去做。
And in many things that people think are beautiful, we should think about and do them.
在很多事情上面，它可能跟真理没有关系，但是呢，我们服从多数的。
It may not have anything to do with the truth, but we follow the majority.
众人以为美的事情，那我们就留意的去做。
If the majority find this thing beautiful, then we will reflect on it and do it.
那这样子，我们所做的几乎每一件事情都是可以蒙神悦纳的。
And in this way, almost everything we do will be pleasing and acceptable to our Lord.
再请看回利未记第一章第九节。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 1, verse 9.
第九节，但燔祭的脏腑与腿要用水洗，祭司就要把一切钱烧在坛上，当作燔祭，献以主为馨香的火祭。
But he shall wash its entrails and its legs with water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar as a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord.
这里又提到的这个燔祭也叫做馨香的火祭。
Here it talks about the burnt offering as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord.
所以我们的敬拜，我们的侍奉，其实应该是很香、很美的，能够得到神的喜悦的。
Thus, our offering and our servitude should be very sweet and very beautiful to our Lord.
所以在这里又提到的另外一件事情，就是要把这个脏腑和腿都用水洗。
Here it also talks about how we must wash the entrails and the legs of the offering with water.
这个代表着我们的心思，我们的言语行为。
And this represents our heart, our actions, and our speech.
我已经讲过了，神他不是很在意我们能够做什么，他很在意我们是怎样的一个人。
I've already said that our Lord Jesus Christ doesn't care what we do, but he cares about what kind of person we are.
我们心里在想什么？
What we are thinking.
我们讲什么话，我们做什么事情？
What we say, what we do.
这个是神所看重的，神所在意的。
These are the things that God places importance on and what he cares about.
那我们来看主耶稣的思想跟他的言行。
And let us look at the Lord Jesus Christ's thoughts.
请看马可福音十四章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 14.
马可福音十四章五十五节。
Mark chapter 14, verse 55.
五十五节，祭司长和全公会寻找见证，控告耶稣，要致死他，却寻不着。
55. Now the chief priests and all the council sought testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none.
这里说有人处心积虑的要找耶稣的错误，找耶稣的把柄，但是找不着。
Here it says that there are people who are putting in a lot of effort to find something against Jesus, but there was nothing they could find.
那今天我们要效法主耶稣这样的献上。
And today we must imitate the offering of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们在崇拜，我们在侍奉。平常我们就要留意我们的心思，我们的言语，我们的行为。
Thus, in our service and in our worship, we often need to think about our heart, our actions, and our speech.
常常用圣经神的道理来对照我们的思想，我们的言语行为。
To use the words of the Bible to reflect upon what we are saying, what we are doing in our heart.
用神的教训来保守我们的心。
To use the teachings of the Lord to keep our heart.
请看箴言第四章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
二十三节，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
常常人心里所想的。就会是他的，就会有言语跟动作出来。
Often our actions and our speech come from what we are thinking in our heart.
所以首先我们要用神的道来保守我们的心。
So we must use the word of God to keep our heart.
用神的爱 来保守我们的心。
Use the love of God to keep our heart.
用神的灵来保守我们的心。
Use the spirit of God to keep our heart.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。
Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you.
这个嘴巴虽然是很小的一个器官，但是它可以是邪僻的、乖谬的。
Although our mouth is a very small instrument, it can be deceitful and perverse.
第二十五节。
25.
你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观。
Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you.
我们所看的，它会影响到我们的心。
What we see affects our heart.
所以我们也要留意我们到底在看什么。
So we must pay attention to what we are watching and seeing.
现在的数位照相机。照下来的不满意就把它删除掉。
Today with our cameras, whenever we take a picture that we don't like, then we can immediately delete it.
但是我们的眼睛看进来的，你说把它消掉，对不起，它会留很久。
But when we see something in our eyes and we want to delete it, I'm sorry to tell you that it will actually stay in your heart for a long time.
所以为了保守我们的心，我们也要约束我们的眼睛。
So when, in order to keep our heart, we must pay attention to what we see.
26节，要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道。
26, ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established.
我们这一双脚是被主耶稣洗过的。
Our feet have been washed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要留意着我们这一双脚在奔跑怎样的道路。
So we must pay attention to what kind of path we are walking upon with our feet.
崇拜一般一个多小时。但是它包括着我们所有的生活。
Our worship is only for about an hour, but it encompasses our entire life.
27节。
Verse 27.
不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil.
记得为什么我们崇拜，为什么我们侍奉，是为了要得神的喜悦。
Remember, why do we serve God? Why do we worship God? It is to receive theto be accepted and pleased by God.
我们还常常需要得着神的赦罪，得着神的赦免。
We often need the mercy and the forgiveness of our Lord.
所以我们也要像这个线上的牲畜一样，脏腑跟腿都要用水洗。
So as the burnt offering, we must often wash our legs and our entrails.
再请看回利未记第一章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记第一章第八节。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 8.
第八节，亚伦子孙做祭司的要把肉块和头并脂油摆在坛上火的柴上。
Then the priest Aaron's son shall lay the parts, the head and fowl in order on the wood that is on the fire upon the altar.
这里提到要把头也摆在这个坛上火的柴上。
Here it says that the head must be placed on the wood upon the fire of the altar.
这个在告诉我们顺服。
This talks about submission.
那我们知道主耶稣给我们留下的最大榜样之一就是顺服。
And we know that one of the greatest examples our Lord Jesus Christ left for us is an example of submission.
在客西马尼园里头，他做了一个最困难的祷告。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he made the most difficult prayer.
就是那种就是顺服。完全的顺服神旨意的祷告
，which was a prayer of complete submission to the will of God.
完全的违背了他的人性的想要
，to completely reject his own human desires.
我们请看马可福音十四章。
Let's look at Mark 14.
马可福音十四章第六节。
Mark 14 verse 6.
三十六节。
Verse 36, sorry.
十四章三十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 36.
主耶稣说：“阿巴父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去。然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。”
And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but you will."
主耶稣就人性的想要是全能的父，你将这个杯撤去。
The human nature of the Lord Jesus Christ was that he wanted the Father to take away this cup.
但是他就像燔祭牲一样。
But just like a burnt offering.
头也摆在柴上
he placed his head upon the altar.
所以他说不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
And this is why he said, not what I will, but what you will.
啊，今天无论在崇拜，在侍奉，啊，我们也要努力的来做一个这个顺服的基督徒。
Today, no matter in our worship or in our service, we must strive to be a submissive Christian.
啊，凡事都遵照神的教训来行。
To always act according to the will, to the word of God.
不但头摆在台上，连指油也摆在台上。
And not only put our head upon the altar, but also the fat on the altar.
啊，就是将最好的来献上。
Which is to give the best to God.
啊，主耶稣他努力的做好这个人子仆人的榜样。
Where Jesus Christ very diligently became the Son of Man and a servant.
啊，将最好的来呈现上。
And he gave the best.
啊，就是他顺服至死。
Which was that he was submissive to the point of death.
啊，我们请看腓立比书第二章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第六节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 6.
第六节，主耶稣本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
6, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
第七节，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men.
第八节，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
啊，这个是主耶稣最美也最困难的地方。
This was the most beautiful and most difficult part of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我们常常总是会无意中会显示出来，这个我也会，我也曾经怎样。
Oftentimes we will say, I know how to do this, or I've done this before.
啊，这个是很困难的。
And it's very difficult.
哦，我可以，我会，但是不说出来，不表达出来。
It's very difficult for us when we can do something or we know how to do something to not say it that we can.
啊，主耶稣完完全全的将仆人的心，将仆人给 表现出来。
Lord Jesus Christ completely made himself into a bond servant.
所以今天我们也要一样的是献上最好的、最困难的。
So today we must too give God our best, the most difficult thing for us to give up.
最后所谓的欢祭，就是一切全烧在这个柴上。
And the last aspect of the burnt offering was that everything was burned onto the fire.
啊，这就是保罗在罗马书十二章第一节所说的。
And this is what Paul said in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
哦，这样的侍奉是理所当然的。
That this would be our reasonable service.
那我们啊，也求神帮助我们。
We ask our Lord to help us.
啊，请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
二十三节，愿是平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是的，我们都愿意好像欢祭生一样 来做敬拜跟侍奉。
It's true that we are all willing to become like a burnt offering to do our worship and service.
但是我们也需要神的怜悯跟帮助。
But we also need the mercy and the help of our Lord.
就像在这里保罗的祝福，愿神亲自让我们全然成圣。
Just like Paul says in verse 23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely.
我们才能够将这个全然成圣的我们来敬拜神，来侍奉神。
So that our completely sanctified self can completely worship and serve our Lord.
让我们的人生真的有价值， 有意义。
That our life truly has value and truly has meaning.
因为我们做了理所当然的敬拜跟侍奉。
Because we have done what is our reasonable service and worship.
我们一起唱诗119首。
Let's sing hymn 119.
时间到了，我们就很感谢神的，我们一起聚集敬拜神。
The time has come, and we are very thankful that we are able to come and worship God together.
这是一件非常有福气、非常喜乐的事情。
This is a very blessed and joyful thing.
当安排表上面有我们被安排的工作我们就准时的欢喜的去做。
When the schedule has scheduled us to do something, then we do it very happily and on time.
但是当我们从圣经里头的查考我们知道其实崇拜侍奉是还有很大的空间让我们来努力。
But from our study, we can know that there is actually a great room of improvement in our service and our worship.
让我们在神的怜悯之下我们一起在崇拜在侍奉上都能够越来越蒙神的喜悦。
Under the mercy of God,We hope that our worship and service can be more and more pleasing and acceptable to our Lord.
那我们也能够更确定我们的过患、我们的软弱是蒙神赦免的。
And that we can be more sure that our weaknesses and our sins have been forgiven by our Lord.
我们才会拥有那种绝对的、真正的平安跟喜乐。
And then we can have that true peace and joy.
我们的平安喜乐才不会起起伏伏。
And our peace and joy will not go up and down all the time.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
We're going to make a concluding prayer.
请我们特别为几位身体欠安的同龄祷告。
We'll especially pray for our brothers and sisters who are physically weak.
祝 Glendale 的Emily 郑郑慧文姐妹她在星期二接受了这个肝脏的手术请我们为她的复原代祷。
Sister Emily Tang from Glendale had liver surgery on Thursday, so let's pray for her.
那 Arcadia 区的 Helen 和姐妹 她还是在做化疗的过程里头，继续为她祷告。
Sister Helen Ho from Arcadia is still going through chemotherapy, so let's pray for her.
那我们也为金卫姐妹祷告。
Let us also pray for Sister Jean Wei.
我们现在一起同心跪下祷告。
Now let's kneel down and pray together.